Thought I would give you a look at some of the ranch problems that we deal with. And you hear those birds? Every time I start talking, the birds, they're baby birds that are, they think that every noise is their mother bringing them food. Anyway, so obviously here we have a John Deere tractor, and this is the Health Ranger at healthrangerreport.com. And as you can see, this is a six-cylinder John Deere. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And what we've got right now, this is a pretty big tractor. It's a real solid tractor. Love all the John Deere tractors. Built in the 1970s. What we have right now is this fuel boot. You see this boot right here? That connector? It connects this fuel line to the actual cylinder for the piston. And we have a leak on the back side of this boot because the boot's probably 20 years old. And so it's spilling diesel fuel out of here and making the engine run rough. So what I'm gonna do here today is I'm just gonna change out this boot and put in, right here, a new boot. There's the new boot, which costs $4 online, or $6, something like that, but it takes a little bit of effort to swap it out. So obviously we're just gonna loosen this up using our tool. Try to loosen it up. I've got a tension clamp on here. It's not really the best arrangement. And then we have this difficult clamp. And all I gotta do is get this up off the boot, which looks like pretty much there. Now the key is to slide the boot up on the fuel line. You want it to move up this so that you can clear it from the piston injection point. So you just work it back and forth. Tractor repair how-to course here. Okay, do you see how I have it now off the injector, which is this thing right there. Oops, let me show you. There's the injector and there's the boot, and I've managed to slide it up quite a ways. Now you just take the boot off by sliding it back down away from this line. All right, there's the boot. I got it off. Yep, there it is. You can see it's got a lot of diesel, and then you can see that the boot, all it does is it connects the fuel distribution line to the injector for the cylinder. If you're wondering what this cable is here, this is just part of the fuel. Actually, this is the shutoff cable for the starves air here in the carburetor. Shuts off the tractor. So we gotta have that cable. Otherwise you can't shut it off. All right, so now the new job is to take this new boot out of the plastic here and put it back on. You can see there's a large bottom side that goes on the injector, and then there's a much smaller diameter opening on the top side that goes to the fuel line, which is that. So how do you do that? Let me kind of shove it in there so you can see. How do you place that boot in there and clamp it to the top and the bottom? That's what we're going to do. This is tractor repair. You got to know how to do this stuff if you're going to, you know, be prepared. And by the way, this entire tractor is EMP proof. There are no electronics on this, nothing that will be fried in an EMP. So this is a food growing machine, no matter what happens, as long as you have diesel. So the key to this is you want to take the two clamps off the old boot and put them onto the new boot before you slide the new boot on. So I'm just going to transfer these clamps off the old boot onto the new boot. Okay, I couldn't show you that because I had to do it off camera, but I had to use both hands. But here it is. I've got the same old clamp and this tension clamp on the new boot. This is now the new boot because, well, here, I'll show you. There's the old boot on the right. You can see it's really worn down, and it actually has a hole in it, small hole. And then there's the new boot on the left. So now we're gonna slide the new boot on, reclamp it, and we'll be back in business. So the first step is you actually have to bend, you got to bend this fuel line out just a little bit, not much, just enough to get the boot to slide on. And at this time, by the way, it's also, you can use a little bit of spit or a little bit of hydraulic fluid to lubricate this. So let's get some hydraulic oil. Let's lubricate it. So this is the back of the tractor, as you can see. And if you want to get some hydraulic fluid, you just pull this out right here. This is not oil. This is hydraulic fluid. We're going to take some of this fluid and put it on the boot as a lubricant. So we're going to lubricate. I found this old bottle of some hydraulic oil. I'm just going to pour a little bit out here. That's even too much. And just gonna lube the top of the boot here, and try to get some of that oil to drain down into the boot. Now it's lubricated. Now we will be able to slide it on that fuel delivery line. Let's go try that. All right, now with the lube, we should be able to make this happen. No sex jokes, please. This is serious business here with the John Deere tractor. You gotta get this thing to go on there. All right, now I'm gonna grab some pliers. Okay, we're able to scoot this up just by wiggling it. And thanks to the fact that we have the lube on there, it's moving up a little bit. Just gotta keep wiggling it and keep moving it up. Okay. We have managed to slide it up quite a bit on this line to the point where we can now attempt to slip it over this injector. So we've got to push it back and over that injector, and then we've got to reclamp it all. Okay, we're starting to get it sliding down and covering the injector here, but just got to keep working it until it's down kind of the same level as this other piston here. As you can see, it needs to go down a little bit more. So thanks to the lubrication, we just keep working it back and forth, sliding it down until we get it to the level that we want. And once it goes all the way down there, then we'll reattach the clamps. And by the way, this isn't that different from a lot of the stuff I do in the laboratory with the instruments. It's a lot of plumbing in the lab, and believe it or not, it has a lot in common with the tractored fuel line repair. All right, looks like I have it far enough down now where it's got a good connection to the injector. So now the key is, the hard part is getting this clamp up over the lip of the injector here. And these clamps are notoriously difficult to work with. I got to use a different kind of tool for that. This is where it's really good to have one of these tools. You gotta have all the right tools on the farm, or you are basically screwed. So you get this tool in there. Oh, come on now. It's hard to do with one hand. And then you squeeze the clamp, and then you work it down. That's the way you do it. I gotta do it with both hands though. Okay, looks like I got the clamp low enough here. So now it's just a question of tightening this up, which is also its own kind of pain in the ass. All right, looks like we got the new boot on. Now comes the test. We fire it up and see if fuel leaks out. So remember, all these other boots going in all the other cylinders, none of them should leak. I had to replace that one back there a few months ago. That was really hard to get to. This one was easy. All right, we'll get in the cab here. Fire this guy up.
There we go. We're up and running. Bring the RPMs down. Let's go check the leaks.
See, that's how you shut it off. Yeah, I don't see any leaks. So it looks good. I'm gonna let it run for a few minutes and just make sure it's still good.
All right. Tractor's off and running. We're in good shape now.
Support our films for humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.